baby. Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drainage. Chris
Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
We kind of talked about this last night. Welcome, everybody. Talking Sports back on the air. And I hate those 10 bells. I really, truly do.
It means something bad happened.
Exactly. You know, it's out of respect, we do it. We've done it for a few people. Macho Man, when he passed. And what shocking news. And we had Ken Shamrock on last night. And he believes in a lot of religious things and whatever that I don't. You know, that things happen for a reason. And
the universe is all connected and stuff like that.
And I don't buy a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But tell me how weird it was that yesterday was the first major fundraiser for the old armory where Florida Championship Wrestling, where my good friend Gordon Solie was the MC, the host, and the legend Dusty Rhodes, the legend Ric Flair so many times would wrestle. You know, there on the armory, at the armory. So last night was a huge fundraiser where they all were in town. Ric Flair was back out at the armory today. And for Dusty Rhodes to pass away on that day, not the day before, not today, to me it's just weird. Is that not weird?
So when something like that happens,
it's weird.
It's hard not to give any sort of credence to what Ken was saying last night.
Yeah, and again, I don't buy it.
Right. But, I understand that, but
whatever.
Again, it's too small world, creepy, spooky, it's Twilight Zone type.
It's strange. Now, again, I don't know if Virgil had been ill. I don't know if, you know, if this was sudden. You know, I believe somebody told me it was kidney failure. So I would think that that didn't just happen out of nowhere. Somebody told me that. You know me. We don't do research on the show. So God knows if that was true. Just weird. And Dusty Rhodes, a legend. I grew up watching him. And, again, we talked about this last night. Watched him 2-3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I was moved by it. I was touched by it. He was a guy that I did have the opportunity to meet a few times, but it's not like I knew him like Macho Man. It's not like I know him like a lot of the MMA fighters. We had met. He wouldn't know my name from Adam, but he was a guy that I grew up watching. And then, obviously, he got known pretty well because he was in Georgia wrestling. Then he went to WWE, WWF, and then WWE. So the 10-bell salute, we're going to run his theme song. For the rest of the show, in and out of breaks and stuff, just to honor the legend, the man, Virgil Reynolds. And I'm sure that there'll be a nice little thing for him on Monday night on Raw, I would assume.
Yeah.
Even though I don't attach him, you know, to WWF, but because the WCW, respect. Well, it's he ended up going there because that was the only place to go.
Fair
you know,
enough.
He was a championship wrestling from Florida. I'm not even sure he was a WCW guy as much as... Like I said, championship wrestling from Florida, championship wrestling from Georgia. We will talk more about the passing of Dusty Rhodes. We'll talk about last night's NBA game. I have an opinion, which I feel very strongly about. Hockey tomorrow, I can't wait. Game 5, I will be there.
Woohoo!
But first and foremost, I know that I rambled for a minute or two, but let's welcome, as we do every other Friday, Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you? Actually, I'm kind of sad because of last night, but, you know, it's... 2-2, and they're off to Oakland. They're going to win there. They're going to come back, and they're going to bring it home to Cleveland. That's the way I feel. So,
all right. If you have any of that dream dust, let me know. If you have any,
you know,
of that.
you got a dream. It's all about the dream. Absolutely. So,
Let me ask you this, and you know, then we're going to get into. I believe we're going to talk about the PG-1 today. But were you surprised that LeBron James didn't have to go through any kind of concussion protocol that they've now put every other athlete when they get banged up through? They didn't even do that to him last night.
You know, I was surprised, and you know, but it looked like, being someone that does a lot of work with film and video gear, it looked like a surface scratch, and he did, you know, it was more of a cut than a whack, for lack of better terms. My comment to the NBA and those that are producing these kind of events is they need to minimize the number of photographers in the goal area, because the problem was nobody had anywhere to move to get out of the way. And, you know, luckily nobody got really hurt, but there's definitely the possibility in the future that, you know, some athlete come crashing in. And if you look at some of those big cameras, they're big, heavy, and got a lot of sharp edges. So,
It'll definitely be interesting to see what the NBA does with that. And because it was LeBron James, you know, if it would have been,
yes,
you know, a C player or a B player, you're talking about the greatest player on earth, and it could affect the rest of the series. It'll be interesting to see if they do move it back for sure.
Yeah, they definitely need to move those people back a little bit. I was watching the game, and I just noticed that some of them were literally on the baseline. I mean, they were like, their feet were like a couple, you know, a foot away from the edge of the playing court. And I just think they've got way too many photographers. I know it's the finals and everybody wants there, and NBA TV is probably, you know, one of the worst offenders with their big camera crews and the guy chasing the cables and falling them out onto the court during practice and all that. I know they want to get the images, they want to get those good photos up there, but I think it's safety of the players is a real concern.
Let me ask you this final NBA question, and then we'll get into the ATH segment. Obviously, if anybody would have said to you or anybody, 2-2 in the finals, going back to, you know, the West home, would you take it back in, you know, preseason, back at the beginning of the season? I'm sure any Cleveland fan would take that, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just thrilled that we've made it this far, and we're in the finals, and the electricity in Cleveland is fantastic. And, you know, hopefully we'll come home with a winner, and I'm excited about it. I don't really follow the NBA. I've been following them because Cleveland's been in it. And I can't say the same for some of our other sports teams, but I really feel that we've got a real good chance at this. I really think LeBron wants to bring it home and bring that championship home in the home court. And in the home field. So I'm hoping, knock on wood, I'm hoping that's what happens.
So the question that I want to ask you, and I hate to be prolonging it, and then we'll get into the segment, I promise. If they go and lose, whether they lose the next two or they lose, obviously, two out of the next three to not win the title, will it be a letdown, or do you think it'll still be a successful season for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I think it's going to be a little bit of both. It'll be a letdown because I think people are really pumped up. But yet, in the grand scheme of things, I think it's a really successful season. They made it this far. And they did it, you know, in the first year that he came back in the rebuilding. So, I hope we do it. But, you know, if we don't do it, I'm still going to be proud of the team because they really came a long way. And not just LeBron. I mean, LeBron's been kind of the leader. But two of our key players are out because of injuries. And other guys in the team, Dellanova and so on, they have stepped up and they've really done a fantastic job.
Alex, remind me, we will talk later in the program on why I'm going to explain that LeBron James is now the greatest player in the history of the NBA.
Hold you to it.
And hold me to it.
Right.
And we'll do that, you know, when we come back. But right now, let's get to the ATH segment. Let's welcome to the program Steve Savanu. How about that, Steve?
Hey, Randy, I'm back. We'll talk about headphones. And today we're talking about the ATH PG1 Premium Gaming Headset. And this is from our gaming headset line. And what we've found out is, you know, guys that are the gaming has become more and more detailed, more and more in-depth, more and more interactive with other players, the need for a high-quality headset has become more and more important. You know, back when I played video games, it was beeps and blips and bloops and things of that nature. Now players are communicating with each other. Now players are team playing across the internet and so on. So the need for a high-quality headset is absolutely there, and this headset will take you to that level.
You know, and the thing that I noticed about it, Steven, I'm not a big game player. Matter of fact, I've owned a PS4 for a year and a half, and I've never even cracked the box open. So not a game player at all. The first time I looked at this headset that we're going to be giving away, I thought it was a headset for our studio to use for this broadcast. I didn't even realize it was a gaming headset.
It's based on the headset design that we use for the broadcast headset, but it's designed for the gamer. It's designed for the guy that's going to wear this headset for an extended period of time. It's got large 44-millimeter drivers. It's got the comfort ear pads and the comfort headband that are in our broadcast headset. It's got a boom mic on it for communications. And it's really designed for extended wear. It's designed for comfort as well as high-quality audio. Because the soundtrack on a good video game, it's going to immerse that player in the midst of the action, whether it be a sports game or a fighting game or anything where there's crowd noises and there's other ambient sounds. It's going to literally immerse that player in the action of the game.
I expect the gamers to come out of the woodwork between now and 11:59 tonight shooting emails to register to win this headset.
It's a super headset. Couple other cool things about it. It's designed to work with the PlayStation, PS4, the iPad and the iPhone for guys that are doing interactive internet gaming. And the cool thing is the cable's detachable, which means it's replaceable. So if you do break the cable, and that's an area that people seem to damage more than anything, you can replace the cable without having to take the whole headset apart.
Where can people get more information, and where can they purchase if they're not fortunate enough to win it tonight?
You can find out more about this product at www.audio-technica.com. And you can buy this in retailers and online retailers across the country.
Enjoy the rest of the NBA playoffs. And next time you come on, we will either be talking happy things or sad things, depending on the outcome.
That is true. And I'm going to actually be in Florida, in Orlando next week for the Infocom trade show.
Let's touch base because I'll be up there as well. Maybe we can grab lunch.
Absolutely. Randy, it's always good talking to you. And we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, Steve, take care. Steve Savanu, everybody, from Audio Technica. We will be giving away the gaming headset, and take a look at it. It is kick-ass.
Be careful. I'm drafting my email to register
okay,
right now.
This just in, you're not eligible.
Well, I'm going to send one anyway. I'm going to have a burner account.
As a intern, producer, co-host, and everything else that your title has, it makes you ineligible for the headset.
I'll just have it sent to a different address.
All right. now that I know that, we're going to have code words so I know what's real and what's not.
Right.
You are not eligible. You will not win it. But if you would like to register, go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Shoot me an email in the subject line. Put ATH, gaming headset, whatever you want in there. We will have the drawing at 11:59:59 tonight. And we will get it shipped out, or you can pick it up at the studio, depending on, you know, who it is. A lot of times winners come from outside of the Tampa Bay area.
It's true.
And they're certainly not going to fly in, you know, and head out to the radio station.
To pick them up.
All right. With that segment down, we're going to hit a break. When we come back, we will talk more about the American Dream. We will talk more about the Stanley Cup Game 5 and how important it is. A winner of that game, obviously, in my opinion, is going to win the cup. We'll talk more about last night's NBA. The Rays, the Bucks, a ton of stuff to get to. The Triple Crown and my thought on that.
LeBron James, why he's the best?
I will explain that when we return. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Mamma Mia, Broadway's smash hit musical, featuring 22 of ABBA's greatest hits. Mamma Mia, you already know you're gonna love it.
June 23rd through 28th at the Straz Center.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this
Eli a favor, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
American Dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands.
We owe the American Dream that much to play his theme in and out of the breaks, at least for the rest of this show. I know that I talked about it last night. Larry, we'll get to you in 1 second. Can you relate, now that you've had a couple hours to think about how I tried to express this last night, mm-hmm. can you relate somebody in your young life equal to where I put Dusty Rhodes in my youth? You know what I'm saying? It's somebody that you kind of watched on a regular basis growing up, and not even so much as an adult. You know, I mean, back when you were in your forming years, you know, 10, 11, 15, I watched Dusty Rhodes every week.
Now, does it have to be somebody who necessarily passed away, or it just is a hard hard stop of not seeing them anymore?
Yeah, I think that the passing of the way it means that it hits you how it's hit you. You know, if I never watch a TV show again, and I've never been a big whatever TV, mm-hmm. but, you know, whatever that one team, Friends. If I never watch Friends again and never see Aniston again, mm. I'm not going to be as upset because she didn't die.
Right.
You know, Dusty Rhodes is dead.
Because I was thinking maybe like a Bobby Cox, somebody. I when I was a kid, I was a huge Atlanta Braves fan, and so every single Braves game that was on TBS, I was watching with my parents, and so that whole lineup was awesome. But once he retired and wasn't coaching them anymore, it was like, wow, where'd he go? And obviously it's not death, so you can't.
It's not death.
It's not quite the same thing, but
it is a little bit harder. All right, yeah. After the next break, we're going to have a representative from MetroCon, which is going on over in Tampa this weekend, and it's kind of a big deal. So we're going to have some tickets to give away. We'll do that after the next break. Right now, I believe Larry's on the phone, big NBA guy. Loves the hoops. Larry, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm doing fine. Yeah, Randy, the reason I'm calling with the death of the American Dream,
yep.
as a kid, you know, I love wrestling. I watch it every Saturday. I think it's 7 o'clock.
Channel 44.
Yeah, Channel 44. But what happened to me, Randy, I think when I turned like 12 or 13, I believed in that wrestling, man. And then I found out it wasn't. It really hurt me when I found out it wasn't all true. It was kind of fake.
Hold on a second. Hold on. What are you talking about, Willis?
Hey, when I heard about that, Randy, it took something out of me. I couldn't watch it anymore, but I never forget the American Dream, the Bionic Elbow, the way he talked. He was a person that he sold you when he talked. I mean, he was the talker of all talkers. And I never forget that. He would talk like he would change his voice and make it sound like whoever he wanted to.
Yep.
He had a special talent on with wrestling, but the man had a talent with speaking to people, orator. He was I never met him face to face, but I tell you, every Saturday at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m., and at that time, as kids, my mom, we always had hamburgers and french fries that night. That was the day they cooked hamburgers and french fries. I didn't eat hot dogs at the time. Hamburgers and french fries is what we ate Saturday night. 7 o'clock, watching the wrestling. And
So you can understand a little bit more than Alex can about, you know, where I'm coming from. This is a guy that you as well, you know, grew up watching. It's not like you knew him, you know. It's not like, you know, he knew your name. Obviously, you knew his, but it's just somebody that you grew up with. So it hits you a little bit harder. It hit me a little bit harder, you know, than guys that I've watched. But I don't know. It's just weird, and it really threw me in a loop yesterday.
Yeah, and my brother and I, we both love wrestling. I'll probably call him later on today and talk about it. We just the American Dream, the way he talked. I mean, he had that way he talked. It made you want to listen to him. And he do a lot of spike talking, bragging, talking, but he backed it up as well.
Well, he was born the son of a plumber. We all know that.
Yeah.
Virgil Runnels, obviously his sons, you know, big time WWE now, Stardust and Gold Dust, and. I rewatched him going into the Hall of Fame last night. I went and watched a lot on YouTube. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's weird that they had this major fundraiser yesterday. And, you know, Kevin Sullivan was there and Ricky Steamboat was there. And, you know, a lot of the guys that live in the Tampa Bay area but were big in that era. And that's the day that Dusty Rhodes passes away. To me, that's just strange.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, he won't be forgotten. I'm sure we all remember many things that he did in the wrestling world.
Absolutely.
Being from Florida, I don't know if they showed it throughout the whole country or not. I just know from being from this area, every Saturday night, I wanted to see the American Dream wrestle.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And before I let you go, I'm going to now explain, in my opinion, why I think LeBron has moved ahead of all of these other greats. Michael Jordan had some great talent around him. Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, all these guys. Who does LeBron have around him? And he has them basically in position to win an NBA title.
Right.
I think that makes LeBron James the greatest player in the history of this game.
Hey, I tell you, after that, I want to call you last Friday when I think Irving got hurt. I want to call you and say it was over because they're not going to beat that team without anybody else. And come Saturday, or that Sunday night he won, then they won Tuesday night, but I know they lost last night. But I tell you, I don't know what the coach is going to do, but they still can win it. But the other team found out what they can do to win. But I tell you, LeBron James, if he had one other player, just one,
yeah,
other guys had like two or three. If he just had one that you could, I can depend on him in scoring. Tyree Irving is out, and with Kevin Love being out, right now you got some guys who do certain things, can rebound good or could do certain things, maybe wide open three pointers. But right now he gonna have to carry that team.
And he has been carrying it. And let's be honest, he got destroyed. He got hacked on that layup. That if they make the call, he goes to the foul line. They win that game.
Yeah, so a lot of calls that is very questionable. I said he referee, he's the best referee. But I tell you, they made some calls last night. I said, boy, I know the NBA. I understand it was best for the NBA. It was best for the NBA that Golden State won last night. Okay, they'd rather see a Game 6 than see a in Game 5. That's the way it is. I'm not saying
Did you see the one, and then I'll let you go. Did you see the one where LeBron walked 4.5 steps? Did you see that? They passed the ball in at half court, and he literally took 4 steps before he dribbled. I mean, it was blatant. You've got to be consistent. At least they are consistent. They're awful on both sides.
Yeah, some bad calls they make about it. I tell you, we're going to see what happens on Sunday. I think that whoever wins Sunday is going to win it. I thought last night you could have said whoever win last night, but I think they better find out how to beat Golden State now without just one man, because they could double team him. He will have to pass the ball. Somebody else will have to win the ball game for him.
It's definitely going to be tough to win, you know, not one but two games in Golden State or in Oakland. So we'll see how it plays out. Larry, thank you very much for the phone call. Enjoy the weekend. Stanley Cup tomorrow. Basketball on Sunday.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about this MetroCon, which is going on over in Tampa. It's going to be a zoo tomorrow between that at the convention center and the Stanley Cup game tomorrow night. But we will talk to Heidi when we come back. If you would like to attend, start hitting the emails now. Hit me up at knockoutradio.com. We will have a couple pair of tickets to give away when we return. This is Talkin' Sports.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
We are celebrating music in our local schools, and you can help. Wanted, gently used or new musical instruments. Budget Self Storage is collecting instruments for our public schools. In these economic times and budget cuts, our music programs have been hit hard. In March, you can drop off your instrument at any Budget Self Storage location. Budget will bring them to a local school. Together, we can make a difference, helping a child make music. Some people don't believe in mermaids. Hope that's not you, because they exist at Wickiwatchee Springs State Park off US 19 and State Road 50, just north of Spring Hill. Since 1947, the magic of the mermaids have been entertaining visitors at the 538-acre Springs Park. Come and watch in the 400-seat submerged theater, The Little Mermaid Show, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. daily. Wickiwatchee State Park offers mermaid shows, reptile shows, boat tours, and swimming in the pristine spring at Buccaneer Bay. Wickiwatchee State Park is a perfect backdrop for wedding receptions, birthday parties, picnics, meetings, retreats, family reunions, or just to relax on the white sandy beach. Step back in time when things were much simpler and enjoyable. Spend the day at an original theme park. Call 352-592-5656 or log on to wickiwatchee.com for upcoming events, hours, and ticket pricing. Wickiwatchee Springs State Park, where mermaids do exist.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
American Dream. He's just a common man.
All right, we continue to remember the legend that was the American Dream, Virgil Reynolds. Passed away yesterday. We'll have more details all next week on what's going on. Watch Raw. They're going to have, I'm sure, a lot dedicated to the American Dream. One of the greatest wrestlers of all time. And, you know, Ed didn't even know what this next segment was, and he runs the liner of Wes Sims, who in the MMA world is known as a superhero. And there's a whole lot of superhero stuff going on this weekend, plus much more. In Tampa at MetroCon. On the phone with us right now is Heidi, who's going to update us and tell us a little bit about what's going on in Tampa. Heidi, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Randy.
We appreciate your time. I know it started yesterday, but still plenty of time for people to get out there today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tell us a little bit about what MetroCon is.
MetroCon is Florida's largest anime and video game convention. And there's so many things to do and so many things to see. So come on down. We have tickets at the door. And we're going strong all weekend.
All right. For people that are not familiar with it, obviously, if they're familiar with it, they know everything that's going on out there. But for people that are just now hearing this and they're looking for something to do, give us like two or three things that they need to come check out this weekend.
They absolutely need to come check out our interactive events. We have a chess match available. We have fire shows, dance shows, tons of entertainment. PG-13, so all ages are welcome.
It looks like I'm looking at the website right now, and it looks like there's it's going to be massive. bottom line, it's going to be a gigantic show. What all goes into putting something together like that, and how long does it take to put on a
to organize it?
Yeah, for a convention this size.
Well, I have to tell you, we start pretty much the day after the convention for next year's convention. So as soon as we're finished with this, we're going to be starting on next year, booking guests, getting vendors and artists in that people want to get merchandise, unique merchandise that you can't get anywhere else, and putting the shows together, which is an intense amount of work.
The beauty of this weekend, and it's on the website, and there's going to be a lot of traffic, and you know, because of the Stanley Cup game, the beauty of it is you can go spend all day in downtown Tampa tomorrow, which I'm going to do. I'm going to come to this in the morning towards the afternoon and then walk over to the arena. So it really works out well for everybody.
Absolutely. And I have to say, go Bolts. Everybody, it's like it's all over the place. So we're hoping for a win as well.
You know, talk to us real quick, Heidi, about some of the guests, you know, that are there. I'm looking at the lineup. You know, put some of the names out there that are going to entice even more people to come out tomorrow.
Well, we've got Nolan North and Stephanie Shea, who are currently on, they did both voices for Tuxedo Mask and for Sailor Moon, the original, and Sailor Moon Crystal. So they're both here, and they have a huge fan base, and they're so excited, and they're such wonderful people.
What are the hours, Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday, we are 10 a.m. and then we actually have a rave that goes until 3. So we don't stop.
Wow.
Sunday we close around 6-7 p.m.
You said two of my favorite words of all time, and that's video game. What exactly are you going to have there for the gamers? Do you guys have games set up for like tournaments or anything like that, or is it new games? What do you guys do for video games?
We have our own arcade. We call it the Metrocade. We've got LAN games, which is the local area network games, going strong all weekend. They've got video games. We've got new stuff. We've got stuff from Japan. It's nuts down there. You can spend all day in there, just in that one room. There's so much to do.
Talk to us real quickly about the theme, Brains versus Brawn.
Brains versus Brawn. Okay, so we have a show, and it's a human anime chess match. So basically what that is that it's Brains, which is on one side. You've got all the anime and video game characters who represent smarts and intelligence and wit. And then on the other side, you've got Brawn, which is strength, power, and leadership. And they have, and it's an amazing story. Come check it out.
We will be there tomorrow for sure before the game. How can people get more information? How can they purchase tickets if they're not fortunate enough to win them from us later today?
All right. You can purchase tickets at the door, and you can check us out on metroconventions.com, and that will find us our Facebook page. We've got a live Twitter feed as well, so we're ready to go.
And I got to be honest with you, Heidi. If somebody has some time on their hands, they need to go to metroconventions.com because there is so much to do just on your website that it'll take a couple hours to go through the entire site, which I think is awesome. I love sites that
Absolutely.
Give you that much information.
Oh yeah, there's not a question that can't be answered on the website.
Definitely awesome. Heidi, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for the tickets to give away, and we will see you out there tomorrow.
You got it. Thank you so much, Randy, for having me.
Take care. That is metroconventions.com, and check this out. This thing is really kick butt.
You gigantic.
Know, I'm going.
Guys,
I am going tomorrow.
I tell you what, I mean, I've heard stories about different cons out there, and these are some – I know the whole Sailor Moon thing – that was a big deal when it comes to anime, and a lot of people are going to be there just for that. So, yeah, show up early. Make sure they're going to still have tickets once you walk up to the door if you don't get them from us.
And if you're like me, shoot me an email, knockoutradio.com. We will have a drawing at 5 o'clock tonight because I need to get the list of winners to Heidi, and we will send a couple or two. I think we have two pair to give away, so... get it in there. We'll have a drawing, and I will notify the winners later.
You did bring up the whole traffic thing. There's going to be a lot of parking issues, I'm sure, because we do have Game 5 Saturday.
That's why if you're smart, you go to the con first.
And then leave your car there.
And then leave your car parked. But, you know, people that are just going to show up later for the game, there's not going to be any parking anywhere.
Yeah, good luck. That's a walk. That's going to be a walk for sure. But
the beauty is for me is you're my driver tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to drop me off at the con. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to go find parking. And then you're going
to. So I'm doing the walking.
Then you're doing the walking. And then we'll walk to the stadium, and then we'll take a cab back to wherever you found parking.
There we go. That said, one of the big questions is, will we see Bishop in goal on Saturday night?
It depends on what's really wrong with him.
And still no clue yet. There's been the rumor, gossip, hearsay that's been going on.
What have you heard?
I think I've heard flu, pulled muscle, knee, and shoulder.
Okay.
Which means it's most likely none of the above.
Yeah, really.
So, and Cooper said that he was going to tell everybody after the series was over. But it's really hard to not think that it's a lower body injury because of the way Bishop was moving.
Doesn't, no. It's probably a low body injury because of the way he's not moving.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
fair
of the way
yeah.
he's moving.
Yeah, just really hard to get back up, and his lack of mobility. So we'll see how the 4 days of rest for him is going to be. I was happy with how Vasilevskiy performed.
I thought he played well.
He did well for his first final game. It's technically his rookie season, so it was a lot of pressure all at once. He did well. He gave some rebounds, and obviously that's an issue he has to work on, but only giving up two goals to the Blackhawks at home, that's good. It just he didn't get any offensive support.
Just like game five will be important for Golden State Cleveland tomorrow night, I believe whoever wins tomorrow wins the cup.
Fair enough. I think that what was the stat? Whoever wins game three,
right?
After being 1-1,
right? Yeah. Well, I hate those stats. Whoever's 1-1 wins the game on the road when the puck is black and the referee is green and it's raining outside.
Right.
You know, they continue to come up with stats that, you know, really, every time you hear those stats, though, it's like, all right, then that means either the stat's going to continue or it's about time it breaks. Kind of like the Triple Crown.
If we were ready for it.
I was rooting against it.
You were, yeah.
I was. I didn't want it.
A lot of the other people, and by a lot, I mean...
Everyone.
Every single person except for you was saying that they were happy for him. They wanted a Triple Crown winner. They thought he was going to be able to do it. Have you seen, I saw on Facebook, there was a video, a side-to-side between his American Pharaohs Belmont and Secretariat's Belmont in 73. They ran it at the same time. Even though American Pharaoh had a faster final furlong, Secretariat was still faster by 2 full seconds.
How can that be?
Because it was just the split for the last sixth
okay.
of a mile.
All right, just for the last.
Yep.
And I was rooting against it because I liked every year the anticipation of can it, will it, should it, and it didn't. Mm. Do you think the excitement's going to be there next year? No. It can't.
That's true.
It can't.
Because, that's true.
Because everybody's going to like, well, we just went through it. It's just going to be another race. Right. We haven't been waiting 37 years. So it's just me being me. And we all know what that means.
But no, that's a very valid point that maybe will actually take away from some of the luster, not only of the Triple Crown as a whole, but even the Kentucky Derby from the very beginning.
You being the horse guy, what's this they're now talking about a fourth race that they're going to add to it to make it even a bigger, which I thought was stupid. They haven't had a Triple Crown in 37 years. It's like the Belmont
something.
And they
want to make it
harder? There's another race that American Pharoah is going to run in, and they were saying how this would be like the fourth leg.
What, the Breeders' Cup?
I don't know what the race was. I don't know.
I don't know. This is you're literally the first person that I have heard.
No,
say
I
that.
Saw the interview. I saw the interview from the guy who said it.
Do you remember the source?
Yeah, the guy. Google the guy.
Okay,
the guy
I'll
who
see,
said.
I'll see what pops up.
Go ahead and Google that. While you Google it, we'll hit our final break. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by MetroCon this weekend down at the Convention Center.
He's just a common man, working hard with his hands. He's just a common man, working hard for the man.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you an Ultimate Fighting Championship fan? UFC Fan Expo is the ultimate fan experience focused on elite fighters and industry icons. Buy your tickets today for UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands Expo and Convention Center Friday, July 10th and Saturday, July 11th. This has never been a more exciting time to be a UFC fan. UFC Fan Expo in Las Vegas will bring fans of all ages together from around the world to celebrate their passion for America's fastest growing sport. There's something for everyone at UFC Fan Expo. Join the ever-evolving UFC universe and buy tickets today at www.ufcfanexpo.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, it's Sawyer from the Dolphin Tale movies. Now is the perfect time to visit the world-famous Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Millions have seen us around the world, and now you can experience what we do in person. Come and reconnect with Winter and her fun-loving movie co-stars, Hope, Mavis, and yes, that crazy bird Rufus. Immerse yourself into the world of marine life rescue with the behind-the-scenes tour. Explore the film sets, and don't miss our free boating adventure. Save time in line when you buy tickets at seawinter.com. Kids only $16.95.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
American Dream. He's just a common man.
I'm going back to the 80s. I'm going to watch some more Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes! Can you dig it? All right, so you did your Google research?
I did.
What'd you find out?
So it's not that they were trying to... They were talking about adding a race. It is called the Grand Slam. And it is, as I said, the Breeders' Cup Classic that they were talking about. It's something that has never been done before because the last time there was a Triple Crown winner...
This race didn't exist.
This race did not exist for 6 years. So this is the first time, obviously, since we've had a Triple Crown winner, so this is the first time that a horse will be able to go for the Breeders' Cup. It'll be really tough because it's not necessarily grouped by age. This is a...
Right, they go against the big dogs now.
There's
older Dalmatians.
Older horses. There's cheetahs as well that they have to worry about. So
I think they're bringing the one cheetah from Busch Gardens to race in, right?
I think they are. Yeah.
They throw some meat on the track.
Yeah.
Do they need to use the little Rusty for horse races?
Little Rusty?
Yeah, Rusty. Rusty's the little fake bunny that they use at the at Derby Lane.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're different names all over the place. But
sure.
Do you still need to beat the horse if Rusty is racing around? Would the horse go after Rusty and you don't have to beat him as hard?
I would say no.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
Just asking. Do you know how many people I've had email me, text me, call me, stop me on the street and say, how's Winston looking?
How many?
More than four. It's like, are you serious? Yeah. Really, people are asking me, how is Winston looking out there at OTAs?
From what I understand, who they should be asking about is, how's Glennon looking? From what I have heard, Glennon's looking pretty good. But again,
Glennon's not starting.
He's the one who knows the offense. He's been here for a while.
And it doesn't matter. There's no hitting. There's no pads. There's no nothing. I honestly believe I could look good out there.
Right.
Are you doubting me?
I'm not doubting you.
I believe I could go out there and look good at any position. Any position.
Any. Okay, I will.
All right, I probably
disagree with that.
All right, I probably couldn't look good at kicking and punting.
Okay.
I'll give you that. I won't look good there.
You think you'll...
I may not look good at punt and kick returning.
How about corner?
That could get in the way. Yeah. I could get in the way.
I think you'd be left standing there with
they
nobody
run,
in front of you
they
because
run,
they're behind you.
Well, I understand that, but they run the same drills, you know, six out and across, seven down and over. So, yeah, I'd get in the way.
You'd start just running around with your hands up in the air trying to get in the way of anything that comes your way.
I bet you I could do the same thing that they're doing on the line. They're not attacking. But I'm saying they're not, you know, they're not hitting.
I think... Okay, let's say you're playing D-line. I think Gerald McCoy reaches out, puts his palm on your forehead.
No, he wouldn't.
And
we
he stands
be,
there.
We both would be doing D-line. You just said, say you're doing D-line. So if I'm doing...
Sorry, I'm in O-line.
If I'm doing the D-line, then Gerald McCoy's not going to be anywhere near
I misspoke. I apologize. Okay. That was...
Yes. All right, so I'm O-line. Gerald McCoy is going to be against me.
Yeah, I think he puts his hand on your head and he pushes you to the side.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah, but that's all he's doing now to the guys that are out there. What I'm trying to get across is it doesn't matter what anybody looks like right now. It really, truly doesn't. They're learning the playbook. They're learning how to be like a team. Winston's doing all the right things. He's saying all the right things. He's hitting the community. He's wearing the Lightning jersey. Everything is great. It doesn't mean anything. Get back to me in September. We'll discuss it week one at the press box with Danny Lansana. Week one, Monday night. 7 o'clock, the Press Box Sports Emporium.
Be there, be square.
Well, there'll be a lot of squares then.
Bring a pen so you can write down your questions for the
exactly
for.
Well, a lot of people come with their questions already written.
Okay,
I don't know if you've noticed that, but yeah, lately, you know, now that everybody gets the
they do better research than we do.
Yeah, well, research is overrated.
Tis.
I don't want the truth to get in the way of a good answer.
Oh, absolutely, and nobody would want that. Something we do have going on right now is Women's World Cup because it started this past week.
Yeah, it
so
did.
I have to bring it up. Team USA has already played. They played Australia, and they won 3-1. They are considered to be in the group of death because they're also with Sweden and Nigeria, two high-scoring offenses. We play Sweden tonight at 8. So, we have a good start. The USA is number 2 in the world right now behind Germany.
Is it Germany?
Germany won their first game 10-0. They made it to double digits against Ivory Coast. So, that was obviously not the toughest test for them. They played Norway and drew 1-1. So, obviously still early in the tournament, but I think USA... is going to go far, and we've seen the commercials of unfinished business. Things didn't happen the way we wanted to last year. Alex Morgan wants revenge, blah, blah, blah. I think there's a good chance we may end up getting it.
What's better for the soccer world, USA winning or USA losing? Because we're the
soccer world,
the world, you know. So we're the evil starship. We're the Death Star in, you know, Star Wars or whatever. So is it better for the world that there's a team that beats the USA to keep everybody, you know, excited or whatever? Now, obviously, we know what's better for us, the red, white, and blue. But what's better for the soccer world?
I would say a little bit of both. I know that's not a very good answer. I apologize, but I think that if the U.S. is able to continue to improve, I think that's good for the soccer world. Obviously, the U.S. is a big market. And as long as the U.S. national teams, including the men, who, by the way, this past week went to the Netherlands and beat the number six Netherlands 4-3.
Then we're ranked what?
27th. It was a huge comeback win.
Where would we be ranked if Donovan was on the team? 26th?
Maybe a little bit higher.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. But we go to the Netherlands. We win 4-3. We were down 3-1 late and scored some really big goals late. And then we go to Germany, play number one Germany, and beat them at home.
I need to interrupt real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll get back to it. I have forgotten. We have some pair of tickets to watch tomorrow's UFC at the theater, the movie theater in Brandon.
Okay.
So I forgot.
On the big screen.
On the big screen. So if anybody would like to go, shoot me an email. They are email tickets, and I will email you a pair of tickets. The first four people, if we get more than four emails, which we normally do, we'll have a drawing. If not, because it's late notice, first four people that shoot me an email can have the pair of tickets.
That'd be a good one. Heavyweight championship on the line.
And I had five pair, and Nick got a pair last night.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I don't want Nick emailing me.
Going back to the soccer,
yes.
Because of all of that that has happened recently, and I think it's going to be a very good showing for the women's national team in this World Cup, I think all of that speaks well for world soccer because of the American market, because I think the U.S. is still coming around. We're getting used to improvements under Jurgen Klinsmann. As I said, unfinished business for the women's team. And so, yeah, instead of a little bit of both, I will say that it is better for the soccer world if the U.S. keeps winning.
Okay.
There's my answer.
You are the soccer guru, the soccer maven. So I will go by whatever you say. Tomorrow night, UFC 1216, Cain Velasquez versus Fabricio Werdum. I know we spoke about it last night on Knockout Radio, which you can hear, by the way, at iTunes.
Yes, you can.
Is it SoundCloud and iTunes?
Yes, it is.
So it's available to both.
Correct.
Among Does it matter which one people go to?
No.
Which one's better?
Whichever one they have access to.
Okay.
Whichever one they can click play and hear.
The easiest?
Dun, 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 that one.
Cain Velasquez hasn't fought in about 16 years.
It's been a while.
He is the heavyweight champion.
He is.
I know we spoke about it last night. Have you changed your opinion on who you think wins the heavyweight title?
Negative. I think that it will be Anu, even though he has the fake
does
belt
he, does,
right
does
now.
He scream new if they both have belts?
I think he does. I think he does. That's what I say he does. And new because he has the no-kidding belt. The no-kidding belt. I feel that Fabricio Werdum is going to be too much for Cain Velasquez, and it's going to be over in the third.
Really?
I say it's a finish.
A submission, obviously. You don't think Cain's not getting knocked out.
He can take a punch. I'll say submission.
Well, he could take a punch, but didn't he take one in the back of the head? The back of the earlobe by JDS?
He did.
You know, so he didn't take that punch too well.
I don't think that Fabricio Werdum hits like JDS, though.
No, absolutely not. In the co-main event, Eddie Alvarez down there south, he's ATT, I believe, taking on Gilbert Melendez, which is the 209, 279. What are they out there?
What's that?
Nick Diaz.
That's a 209.
209.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Gilbert. I like that fight. I've always liked Eddie Alvarez. I think kind of a letdown. You know, he fought Cowboy last night. We talked about he's only had one fight in the UFC. I believed that, well, first it was Gilbert, then it was Eddie, the best non-Zuffa athlete, and now they're both in.
For a while.
I think it could be a good fight. I think a lot's on the line with Eddie Alvarez, but I believe Gilbert Melendez is a champion. I know that he lost, the title fight, but I like Gilbert Melendez in that fight.
As do I. I think that Eddie will be 0-2, and I think he still has some time left in the UFC even after that, though. Yeah, I know there is a lot on the line, but I don't think the UFC would be that quick to say bye. I think he gets at least four fights.
The question that I gave you last night, and I'll ask again real quickly, do they give him a cupcake or do they give him a tough fight if Eddie loses? Quickly.
I, I think it's still a ranked fight, but a lower ranked fight.
Want to thank everybody for tuning in. RIP Virgil Reynolds, Dusty Rhodes. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
See everybody next week. Enjoy this weekend.